Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, in this month, in fact, computer files containing personal details of 533 million Facebook users were released on the internet. Now, the files included information of Facebook IDs, location, mobile numbers, email addresses, relationship status, employers, all of that. And for more, I'm joined by our tech expert, Colm Smith. Colm, good morning to you.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. 533 million users, Colm?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of information out there. And it actually happened a few years ago in 2019, but it's been kind of hanging around. And it's only recently, as recent as last month into this month, where it got dumped onto the internet. So it's a bit worrying for people who are impacted, because sometimes you don't realize what the effect of, you know, somebody having your phone number is. It's not just about you might get a nuisance call. It's that somebody with your phone number from Facebook would then, they also have access then to things like your contacts. So imagine they associated your name with a family member name, such as your mother. And if your mother, you know, was still using her maiden name, they've now got your phone number, your mother's maiden name, and your address potentially from some of this information. So it becomes much easier to get identity.
Yes. So, from a fraud point of view,
exactly. From a fraud point of view, yeah. As well.
How did this happen in the first place, Colm?
Well, it's very complicated. I'm sure it's not as simple as, you know, like what we deal with passwords for these tech companies. But ultimately, something wasn't secured on their servers, and people with the know-how and the ability got in, were able to access this information, download it, and then put it wherever they want to put it, basically. And it comes down to things like that, whereas something wasn't secure enough or wasn't secured at all, and people got in.
And where is it now, and how easily accessible is it?
Well, a lot of times these are just pasted out. Some of it will go onto the dark web, as people will have heard. Others will go on to, you know, file sharing forums and things like that. It's very hard to trace it. Once it's out there, it's out there, basically. Now, what people can do is they can go to a site called Have I Been Pwned? Where, and for those who don't know, it's P-W-N-E-D as opposed to P-O-N-E-D. And you can put in your phone number and your email address, and it'll tell you where your details may have been breached. So, for example, my mobile number was breached in this in this hack. And if you put it in there, you can then see if it's due to the Facebook or some other area. For me, it was just Facebook. And then you then basically qualify for the digital rights mass action case here from the DRI. So they're going to be suing Facebook on behalf of the users of Facebook, where they've had their information stolen. So you can sign up to this mass action case. You don't have to do anything. If they win, you're probably going to get some compensation. How much that is, we don't know. But typically, I think the GDPR has allowances for up to 4% of annual revenue that Facebook would have taken in. And in 2020, that was $86
billion. Wow.
It's potentially a little payout there for people.
Isn't it just? Yeah, I tried one of my email addresses. Came up has been there for some reason or other. So, I mean, what do you do then? You sign up, as you say, for this. But a mass action as opposed to a class, because you can't have a class action here.
No, exactly. So this is just under these new GDPR rules. The Irish government is responsible for the GDPR in Europe. So so they're going to be able to take this case on behalf of people. It's not a class action, as you say. That's not allowed. I'm no legal expert, but they have the ability to take on this case for people. But I guess, you know, for the most part, people shouldn't get too caught up in this because how much money you might even get out of it.
With 533 million.
Exactly. It could be a few quid. Like.
Absolutely, yeah. And what have Facebook closed this portal now?
They've worked on that now, and I believe that is resolved. But, you know, like any website, you know, they'll fix something and someone else will find a way in somehow. So it's only a matter of time before it would happen again for them or any other company that holds your user data. It's just a way of life for anyone who keeps anything on the web. You can expect it to somehow get hacked. And if you go onto this site and you discover your details have been taken, you need to immediately go to the site where it says, because, for example, you might have, lots of people have Adobe accounts. But they had a big breach a few years ago. So you need to go to your Adobe, try and log in. It'll probably tell you they've already changed the password for you. But you need to change your password, essentially. And with regards to the phone numbers on this site, haveibeenpwned.com, you need to try your phone number slightly different ways, because I put in mine without the country code. It didn't work. I put it in with the country code. It didn't work. And then I dropped off the leading zero from the 087 or 086, and then it did actually find it. So it depends on how you put your phone number in.
That's very interesting. I don't put my phone number on my Facebook account anyway, though.
Well, you might be safe. I think, when Facebook started, you kind of put in all these details. I know I put my phone number in, and it was more just a way that Facebook could link services together, like their Messenger service, and a way of finding contacts between you and your contacts. So it's kind of this is what these companies do to try and kind of, you know, get all that data out of you as much as possible.
Isn't it incredible? There's a safety recall with Ford Ireland as well, Colin. What's that about?
Ford Ireland have sent out letters, or started sending out letters to customers about a recall for their Ford S-Maxes and their Ford Galaxy cars, which are their people movers or people carriers. And basically, it's a kind of a link in the suspension, in the rear of the suspension, I believe, for the tow link, it's called. And if this corrodes away, as is the case in some of these cars, it could reduce your steering ability. And you don't want that to happen when you're going down the motorway or something. So if you haven't got a letter, I would probably just give your main dealer a call anyway. But the chances are you will get one. But I guess for people who have maybe bought a second-hand car, the dealer wouldn't have any way of contacting those people. So my own car is actually affected. I actually happen to have
it. Is it indeed?
Yes. Yeah,
right.
So mine is a 2017. So if that helps anyone, try and narrow it down.
Right, okay.
Best just to, you know, safety first.
Right. Isn't that very interesting indeed? And it's some sort of contamination of the battery or something, is it? The battery itself?
No, the tow link joints in the rear suspension.
Oh, right, okay.
Is what it is, yeah. Right. And that can cause your steering, obviously, and your suspension to kind of, I guess, fall apart.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure.
Wow. There's something to contemplate. Tell me about Spotify creating the car thing. What is that about?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So it's Spotify, as people know, is the music platform. And normally you just download the app and you have your Spotify playlists and things like that. So they've actually created something that they've, funnily enough, just called the car thing. And it's like a little screen that you're going to be able to sit in your vent, you know, your air vent. And it's got a little scroll wheel. And the idea is you're going to have your Spotify account there. You're going to be able to scroll through it and get to all your stuff easier. Now, what they're doing is they're giving it away for free. And they're only charging the shipping of $6.99. Now, there is a catch that it's only for US Spotify premium customers. Now, one thing people could do, if they're interested in it, there should be no reason why you can't sign up, because you have to sign up onto a pre-wait list or a pre-order list, and use a service like AddressPal, where it'll be sent to Onpost American Post, and then they send it back to you. So you could actually get this, but I would imagine it possibly will get a limited release in Europe as well. But it looks quite good. It's a little gadget. It'll bring older people's cars maybe more up to date and get some technology into them.
Very, very good indeed. Now, loads of people looking for that website again, Colm.
Yeah. So they can go to IrelandsTechnologyBlog.com, and one of the top stories there is the DRI, you know, we're suing Facebook link, or they can go directly to digitalrights.ie and they'll find the links there as well. Now, if they want to check the actual, have they had a data breach, it's haveibeenpwned.com.
Okay, and spell that for you. It's P-O-N, is it?
No, it's P-W-N-E-D.
P-W-N-E-D. All right. Have I been pwned? Okay, very good. And needless to say, Doc will have those contacts as well there.
Yeah.
Colm, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you. Good morning to
no
you.
Bye
bye to you. That's Colm Smith there. And if you want to go on Colm's blog, it's IrelandsTechnologyBlog.com. And also on Twitter, of course, and all sorts of interesting tips there if you're into techie stuff. 1800 938 007.